Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to another short episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, and I'm super excited to be diving in this episode. Am I always excited about all of my episodes? It's just so much fun. And even though I cannot see your face and I cannot see you, here's physically with me, I can really see you like driving your car, walking your dog, being at the gym. And I so appreciate every and each one of you. I want you to know that all of this in the podcast, it's all for you. And it's just made out of my heart and just really pouring into you. So I really wanted to be talking about holidays and how to survive holidays in peace. Because I know that when we are on our journey of personal and spiritual development, very often we can even more clearly see the people who are still stuck into the darkness. And so often we are trying to pull them up with us so they can see the light, so they can feel better. We are trying to tell them and drag them with us up. Well, one thing that I learned is that we cannot really influence and tell people what to do. When we tell people what to do, they just freeze and they build their walls even higher so they can protect themselves from whatever we are telling them. Because the people, they don't want to be told what to do. What we can do is inspire them to change. And instead of telling them how to live their life, we get to live in our own light. Don't tell people how to live. Show them how you are living the best life possible, and then they will start asking you. The same happened with my mom. I was trying to like buy her books and do all the coaching with her and tell her what to do with her life. And then it made her feel that she's not good enough. She's not good enough to, you know, like live her life. And then also the thing like, oh, my own daughter is telling me what to do. I am the older one. I should know better. Well, most of us know that it's not really about the age. It's really about the experience and how much we have invested in our own growth. So I kind of gave up. I didn't give up on my mom. Of course not. It's my mom. But I gave up on the idea of lecturing her, teaching her, and telling her what to do. And then I was just sharing with her excitedly what I truly believe in, what I am doing to feel better. I told her about the books that I was reading. I was telling her about the morning routine that I was having and how it made me feel. And she started to see that I'm hosting live events for women. I have a weekend, women's weekend, you know, like, it's, I don't know if it's a retreat or just like, it's like a getaway for girls, you know, like growth, self-growth getaways. She started to see international retreats and she became really curious. She was really starting to ask questions. So what is that law of attraction? What book from Esther Hicks you are reading? How do you do the affirmations? She started to ask him because I stopped telling her what to do. She saw and noticed the results that I was having in my life. So wherever you are with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones, Stop trying to impose on them your way of living and meet them where they are. And it's really about sharing excitedly about who you are and not trying to change people, not trying to drag them with you. Be open and look back, but don't stop and don't go down to bring them up with you. So when you are next time with your family and dinner and somebody saying something annoying, or they're eating something that you would not put in your mouth anymore, whatever it is, come from a place of curiosity instead of judgment. And instead of thinking like, oh my gosh, how they can be wearing this, doing this, really come from a place of curiosity. I wonder what their life has to be like to be this better or this negative. Or I wonder, how can I inspire them by doing the things that I truly believe in without imposing on them? So your guide on how to survive holidays, it's be the brightest light in the room and not letting dim your light for anyone else. I can promise you, when you're shining your light so brightly, it's so contagious that everybody will be lit up. And those who are not, they're not your problem. You cannot be dimming your light for those who decide to live in darkness. So I hope that you have absolutely amazing family times and that you also spend some time with yourself. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.